Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
Some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as South Africa and Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S.
We're talking about a dog has a story that you're missing.
Yeah.
About dyeing her hair. Continue. Brassy highlights.
Brassy highlights, because I have
totally
just
in.
Not, you know, taken care of it in a while.
Right.
Try to do it myself. It comes out dark red.
Oh.
Like, actually dark red. It looked horrible.
Okay.
So
we're talking like the Midwest Susan dark red.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Like Kelly Clarkson, dark red.
Yep. Very familiar with that shade.
Yeah. That's such an odd shade.
It is an odd shade.
When I had it for a few minutes there, I was like, who goes after this look?
It was it's so popular in the Midwest, and
it's,
I don't know why.
Strange. Yeah. So
it's like an NFL red kind of.
Yeah. It's like this dark purpley reddish, like it's just looked terrible. I'm like, what the fuck did I do?
It's very Takeshi of you.
Very Takeshi of me.
Right.
So then I'm, you know, trying to make it work and try not to let on how much I hate it. And then finally I'm like, no, fuck it. Target's open till 11. I'm going to go get this stuff called Color Oops.
Whoa.
Which is,
whoa.
It strips like the color out of your hair if you've done a bad job dyeing it. So I did it. It smells like ass.
Okay.
Like it has sulfur in it. So like your whole head smells like a rotten egg.
Smells
for
like farts.
At least a day afterwards, yeah.
And then you go to work and everybody calls you fart girl.
Fart head.
Yeah,
and
I'm
like the new person. Yeah. So everybody's like, this chick's been farting nonstop today.
Right.
So did that. Didn't work. Smelled like egg. Last night I got two more boxes of that shit.
Doubled down.
Didn't work again. So now I'm getting it professionally fixed tomorrow.
Are you getting it bleached?
I'm going to get it looking like exactly like it did before I started this fucking mess all
Amazing.
Week. I wasted $45 and like
only $45.
Each box of shit was like $15. I'm thinking like
that's a pretty goddamn good deal actually.
But that's no. It's like 60 cuz I've the original color and then three color oops. It's a waste of money.
That sucks. I'm sorry to hear that, but
it's
I'm not sorry because, you know, it's a story that we can tell on our podcast.
Yeah.
On our self-care podcast that we
podcast.
Do called Did You Read It? where we drink Laird Hamilton nutritional gravy and
Laird always says, get yourself some brain octane and you'll surf those waves great.
I think it's exactly it's specific Laird Hamilton quote.
This is tagline.
Anyway, this is Did You Read It, a weekly podcast about the internet by Waver at the front page of the internet and self care with It's Your Dad.
Dog.
My Frida.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
Guys.
I'm sorry.
How many fucking times have we done this fucking
thing? Sorry. I was, my eye was caught by something. Dog boobs. Boobs.
Hey, my Frida down here.
Sorry.
My God.
You guys, I
try so hard to keep this fucking thing organized. You guys derail it every time.
With it's your dad's like chewing gum and tape. I'm sorry. Sorry.
I pulled a little Takeshi this morning. I was cruising.
Yeah, but it's so nice. You literally like. So I get up at an actually an abnormally early time.
Nice.
And I came here and I probably sat in front of your house for 15 minutes, maybe.
Nice.
I'll tell you what, this is, you know, sometimes I get frustrated about the white privilege conversation, but I'm going to call that white privilege, that I can just loiter in front of your house for 15 minutes in the morning and like nobody from neighborhood or citizen like started filming me and posted it to the fucking boards.
That's a good point.
Because that would happen to other races of people, I have a feeling.
Yeah. I mean, it does.
It does. Literally, happens. I mean, we hear about this shit all the time.
It helps that you drive a convertible Miata. It really, like, de-threatens you a lot.
Definitely.
So, like, that guy, he works for CAA. There's no way that
guy works for CAA.
That guy's just picking up his client.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Taking him to LAX. Lax.
Leave him alone, sweetie. He works for CAA.
He must work for CAA.
industry jokes. Industry jokes.
Oh God.
No offense to Jeff CAA, President CAA, who's a big listener of this pod.
Old Jeff CAA, the man with the plan.
The man with the plan.
So Freed was late today. He's the lone goat.
That was my first late in a long time.
But you get to literally wake up and just go, hey, what's up? Sorry, I woke up 45 seconds ago and just like literally walk into the garage and start your day.
Me and Charlie were sleeping next to each other, just out, dude.
Oh, adorable.
And I think when that guy's out, you're also out.
Yeah.
That's how it works now.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Fatherhood.
Happened. Yeah. Do you remember in the old days when we used to come to your garage? This is like,
I never really. I did that a couple times, I guess. I did the like sleep in. Be like, oh,
I'm
you guys
so
are here,
sure
what's up?
You're just like, yeah. You try to play it off like you've been up for 2 hours. You're right. Like, oh yeah, I've just been working out and I was mid dumbbell curl.
You know, we should tally it up sometime because I feel like I'm probably the one who's done it the most.
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
I don't know if we want to tally it. I don't think it works to your advantage if we tally it up. I don't think that helps.
I was
going
to try to make you guys feel better by saying I did it all the time, and now I'm a little defensive about it.
That's fair. All right. So today we're going to talk about imaginary maps. This is something that came up actually the last episode when we were going through randoms, and I stumbled upon it. I was like, wow, this is fascinating. And we've like exclusively talked about politics for the last three fucking episodes. So we're meandering away from that island to jump to another island where we shall talk about, I don't know, man, my analogy fell apart there. I guess just talking about imaginary maps, but,
map.
Yeah. But before we do that, let's talk about the front page as we do.
Yes.
So Freed, I know you've been trying to experiment with a new format here.
Yeah.
Do you think we should try that today? It's not really like a grand revolution. I mean, this is just what we do.
Yeah, let's tell our listeners what our grand revolution is.
Let's hear it.
In our perpetual attempt to be more organized with this podcast and actually provide a utility to our listeners apart from just like harassing dog boobs about being late and talking about hair color, we want to be slightly more organized, so we want to actually focus on a couple specific posts from this past week on the front page so we don't start talking aimlessly, which we will end up doing anyway. And like, you know, if you've listened to this podcast before, if you haven't listened to this podcast, welcome. Rate, like, subscribe. If you have, also rate, like, subscribe. It really helps a lot. But also, if you've been listening, you know that it takes a coon's age, if you will, for us to implement the ideas that we have on anything. Yeah. So, but we're gonna try to focus on a couple specific posts and talk about those.
I love that.
You want to lead?
Well, I just want to. We don't have to spend a lot of time on this one, but this is the one that got me distracted emotion? When we were starting to talk. It was a guy named Stefan Molyneux.
Stefan Molyneux is a right wing troll.
Oh, amazing.
A famous right wing troll. He's a piece of shit. But anyway, continue.
So he tweets, "Ladies, you can't be drafted, so sit down when war is discussed."
Whoa.
Wow.
And
hot
then
take.
This
Jesus fuck.
Woman goes, "A lot of men have told me to sit down and shut up. Now those men call me Colonel. Colonel Kim Olson of Texas."
Good for her. That's interesting.
So while we were introducing ourselves for the pod, I was over here being like, fuck yeah, queen. Yeah, fuck yeah, girl power.
Fuck yeah, bae. Beyonce squad. That guy's a piece of shit. So he is actually, he's kind of falls into the camp with like the Ben Shapiro's of the world. That's kind of like his tribe. Yeah.
What's
like
up the Milo with the? So wait, the rule is women can't be drafted.
Well, I think I don't can.
I think does, back in the day when we
be drafted?
Had the draft.
Do we even have a draft anymore?
No, right?
I don't know. I just thought we did because of Vietnam, but that was like 100 years ago.
I assume we don't. If we still had a draft, we would have used it by now, right? Like I feel like we have to re-implement the draft.
Yeah.
Maybe we don't need it, so we haven't implemented it. But if there's like a need,
we're kind of like
we're pretty savvy, is what you're trying to say.
I think
we're savvy
about politics. I think we as three millennials here,
like three millennials,
but three millennials of the only disaster we have managed to circumvent is the draft. I think.
Damn.
Like everything else we've hit recessions, we've hit fucking weird poor presidencies, we hit wars,
yeah. And we're all kind of
disasters.
And
but
we're all too old right now to be drafted.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's like interesting that
we had a war,
but we like draft. By the time if the draft were to come back tomorrow, I don't think any of us are going to get drafted because they're going to be like, you guys are like in the tail end of the highlight of your career
yeah.
If you're an athlete.
Fun fact. The Selective Service System wants you to know that the requirement to register for draft did not go away with the end of the Vietnam War.
Oh, cool.
Under the law, virtually all male U.S. citizens and male aliens living in the U.S. who are ages 18 to 25, yes,
nice,
are required to register with Selective Service.
And then if
a draft is put into effect, right. Then you're forced to register.
So we're out.
Right, so you're eligible to be drafted.
Yeah.
So you're first.
So damn.
But women are not on that
list.
But
women aren't on the list because it hasn't been changed. Well, I don't know for sure, but it's the same as the like 70s.
What do you guys feel about that? Do you think women should be on the draft? I say yes.
I mean,
I don't think there should be a draft for anybody.
I don't think there should be a draft.
In this conversation, there is, and it's right. going on like
then,
we're World War China, dude.
Then everybody should be.
Yeah,
it's if they're able bodied,
man. We saw Saturday. It worked out with them. That one chick was badass. Yeah.
But also, I mean, that's how they do it in Israel as well.
Yeah.
Like Israel, everybody is eligible for the draft.
Yeah. Gal Gadot, dude. You don't get Gal Gadot without the draft.
No, that's true. Like, look, if you look at her, you're like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Like,
Ela Klein as well. Ela Klein was a draft.
Yeah.
Was an Israeli Defense Force. IDF.
I think, like, within a military scenario, like, 7% of the military is like combat and the rest is like doing some job.
Yeah.
Right. So there's just plenty of things for people to do. Like you don't to be like scalping people's faces.
Yeah. But you don't get to pick, right?
No.
You get in front of seven guys and they go, you're going to be perfect for the dancing crew.
No, just like in high school, how you got into rapping.
Yes.
You took that test.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
that exit test kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, you know what you'd be good for? Like G4s, rapping, not listening to the rules.
Yeah.
Right.
But same in the military. I think you take like an entry level test where it's like, you're a great cartoonist.
Yeah.
You'll be the newspaper cartoonist.
Take a BuzzFeed quiz and it'll be like, you belong in the.
You take a BuzzFeed quiz.
Navy. Oh, okay.
You love dolphins per the tattoo on your back.
Yeah, I've got a massive dolphin.
So you're going
tattoo.
To the Navy.
yes.
I love there is an alternate universe where in order like the sorting system for the United States military is a BuzzFeed quiz.
I know.
And I'm very enthusiastic about that. Yeah.
I just need to throw it back to my great idea for a book, Ajo Computer.
Oh, yeah.
About the future. Ajo Computer, who is a futuristic bounty hunter who is protecting the last known journalist on Earth, a BuzzFeed writer.
Oh, give it to me right now.
So that's in the works, guys. Keep an eye out. 2023.
Wow.
Right. 2021-23.
Yeah. 2021-23 is when it'll be out.
All right. Let's actually get back to my original plan,
spicy.
Which was like, let's go over these goddamn front pages before we start talking about imaginary maps. Because I think imaginary maps.
Because, guys, we're doing a new structure where we're talking about
the draft for 40 minutes.
Right.
And then the episode's and then I go, how do I even edit this thing? Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Which is literally that's peek behind the curtain. That's how it works. All right. So I found, this is interesting. So this is 128,000 upvotes posted 3 days ago. I've never seen this before. And I think this is an interesting thing on Reddit where typically Reddit is, the Reddit community does not like this behavior. I think it's caustic, but this one is kind of interesting. So the post is on, I'm a total piece of shit, which is a great sub that is literally just like, It basically just like shames people that are absolute pieces of shit.
Yeah.
And that could be anybody from like throwing trash on a beach to, you know, like fucking whatever, abusing their stepfather, you know, whatever. Pick a thing, right?
Yeah.
So this one is, help me catch these guys. They stole over $100,000 of camera equipment from my studio in L.A. If you can help identify them, contact the Newton Station of the L.A. Police Department. And it's two photos of these guys from a security camera. Very clearly we know exactly what they look like.
Good pictures.
And let me share this with you guys. But this is, so this was posted 3 days ago. And from what I can tell, people are like, on the case right now. Yeah.
Ooh.
It's like we're watching in real time as people, and some of the posts are interesting. It's like yo, the guy in the black came up to my car on Western and 54th about 2 or 3 hours ago trying to sell some shit out of his van. I didn't see the van or the other guy because I dipped like 3 minutes after he approached me. Right. And then like, you know, Slow-mo Pete is the guy who posted it. And then he's just like, he's on it. Right. I mean, and they're trying to find, I don't know what the latest on this is. I'm hoping they actually, let me bust him. Oh, I mean, these guys are fucked. Like this is once, cause the thing is like, there's a photo. People are actively narrowing it down. So like these guys are toast.
I like their conversation. They're like, dude, we got bad news. We're on this website called Reddit.
Reddit.
The guy's like, what's that? Is it like porn or something? No. It's like a bunch of internet people commenting.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah? So like, how does that affect us? How could that ever possibly affect us? Well, there's a picture and they're figuring out who we are.
Dude.
I mean, this is honestly like it's like even so posted 2 days ago. So I'm looking at there is some like awful posts, of course. Like there's some aggressive caustic people like, hey OP, why don't you call ICE, right? So fucking idiots. But you know, I mean, you're getting a lot of things here that are like, holy shit, I know this guy, I've seen him frequent a liquor store I go to sometimes. So you're seeing people. I mean, this is the fucking wild thing about this goddamn Reddit community.
I know
Reddit is so big and so vast that you can be like, hey, anybody know this guy stole some shit, and people are just like, oh yeah, I saw that guy yesterday at the fucking Vons, dude.
Yes.
You know, like, what's kind of cool, or maybe not cool, but interesting, but, you know, we're sort of increasing more and more of cameras in public.
Right.
We all have Ring doorbells and whatever the fuck on our house.
Right. Also, this is the most upvoted post ever on the sub, which is also interesting.
Oh, cool.
So this is one of those, like, legendary
it's like a beacon.
Moments.
And it happens to be cool because it's in L.A. and we're in L.A. And maybe we can catch a guy.
You know, shout out. Dog boots, go fucking Rams.
I'm going to get him.
Let's go Rams and kill this guy.
Kill this guy.
Continue.
But, you know, in China, they're implementing this, like, facial recognition technology. And they're starting to give people, like, social scores based on their actions in public, right? And so it's like if you jaywalk or you litter or you, like, park like a douche. Like
fart
your score goes down,
train.
Fart on the train, like all that stuff. You sort of like log it. And obviously that sounds like to a guy like me, I'm like, that sounds great. There'll be nobody littering.
Yeah.
All the litter's gone.
All the assholes are going to go away.
No more assholes. But like, of course, the reality is like the government's going to use it to influence your vote and like put you in a death camp in like 6 months. I can't handle the power. So that's one thing. But we're kind of doing our own version of this on Reddit. Like, you know, you do something shitty online, it gets caught. Like these guys robbed people.
Right. Yeah.
Put it on Reddit. Now the Reddit community's on it. Now it's not the Chinese government, but like Reddit community is arguably worse than the Chinese government.
Yeah, we don't got no rules.
We don't got no rules.
What an amazing hot take right there. Especially considering all the crazy commentary that's been happening about the Chinese government. The Reddit community is worse than the Chinese government.
Oh yeah. I mean, they hack way harder. They're way
that's
more
why
piped
we can't
in.
Be like we can't be politicians or anything because like that little clip could be pulled out, but it's like but there's like a lot of explanation
how many goddamn clips can be pulled from this fucking podcast that would ruin our political careers.
Well, pre-Trump, now I think we're good, right?
I mean, we've said some pretty heinous things. Continue.
Yeah, right. That 9/11 pod we did was not favorable to.
Okay, moving on. Tell me more. All right.
So
the surveillance state. So you're saying,
weird. This is specifically for a crime that everyone can agree is a crime, but there's also just this guy's a douche. He littered.
Right. Well, the famous.
He keeps littering in my neighborhood.
So it's
like,
doxing.
Does anybody. It's sort of this like, a crowdsourced.
Yeah,
crowdsourced shaming and doxing. I mean, there are rules against that on Reddit. Yeah, I think this one's different because these are this is literally stolen. But like, in the legal system, like what could happen, which is complicated and interesting, is these guys get found and they go, that guy stole from us. What are you talking about? And then people go, oh,
right, we don't know,
right? Because like, we don't know the
that guy
backstory.
Sells heroin. And all the stuff he owns is to film kiddie porn.
Yeah. Or
and he filmed
my
nephew doing kiddie porn. So I wanted to bust up his operation.
Shit.
You're like, that is.
Then we like you guys.
Yeah.
You guys are heroes, man. Let's go on K-Kron.
I mean, the
K-Kron in the morning, dude.
I mean, the flip side of it, too, is like, you know, if criminals are smart. And I think, you know, this kind of, you said something really interesting, I think, last episode about.
Was it that we broke the Hong Kong story?
We did break the Hong Kong story. Oh. Number one news source in Southern California. You mentioned how if China's lucky, you kind of said it crassly, but it was, I think it's very true. It's like, you know, and if Hong Kong's lucky, then someday they'll get to vote in a president like Trump too, right? Which I thought was an interesting point, because that's the thing about people exploit the loopholes and cracks in any intellectual concept.
Yeah.
And I think the intellectual concept that we're seeing here, where it's like, wow, how amazing that the whole world, if you do something bad, there's a community of people who are willing to help solve that for you.
Yeah.
Find your fucking bike, get all your camera equipment back or whatever. But like the flip side of it, if this original poster, maybe he makes a ghost account. Maybe he, I don't know what his deal is. And he's like, let's say he's a heroin dealer. Right. And these guys didn't pay him.
Dealing
right?
some fine china.
Or something like something arbitrary right, dog like boobs? That.
Right.
So these two guys, these guys don't pay him. And he's clever enough to say, I need to find these fucking guys.
It's pretty diabolical.
I'm
going
to get on this. And which is exploiting the system, but also you can't exploit that. I mean, the most famous case of this, by the way, is the Boston bombing. That was like a very like mainstream Al Roker moment, right? Yeah. Where basically Reddit,
snafu.
Very similar to this, where there were photos of a couple guys that the police were using to find the Boston bombers.
Yeah.
And Reddit was on the case, and they started identifying people wrongly. So there ended up
they
being
were like,
certain
check
people.
Check out this guy with the hat.
Exactly, and they started. People were just like getting arrested, lives. Getting totally fucked because, like, Reddit kind of basement
armchair
dwelling
detectives.
Sleuthers, were on the case. So I think it's a dangerous thing.
I was one too.
I was really engaged in that, but it's like complicated. So anyway, so
I'm
is
listening
a wild
to
post.
This Malcolm Gladwell's new book, Talking to Strangers, but it's all about like our sort of how we read people.
Right.
And our overwhelmingly we like move to trust people.
Totally.
Being honest, like 97%. Like we're bad judges. We're bad age of computers.
Right.
And so I think we all read this and we think this person is being earnest and honest about their post, but we really have no fucking clue.
Yeah. Well, we like to live in a world where somebody like this would be earnest in their post.
Yes.
Like we like to live in that dichotomically opposed.
Which is so crazy because like every day there's a million examples of people taking advantage of that trust.
Right. Exactly.
And it's just like the news.
Right.
Or whatever else.
But you know, we also, I don't want to live in a world where I don't trust people. You know what I mean? Cause that's like, corrupted place. And I don't mean that, like, of course there's a reason to not trust people. Somebody came to the door right now. It's just like, hey, I'm selling. And he was like shifty eye.
Hey,
you're like,
I'm selling for free.
Doing butthole exams for free.
And that's interesting.
What kind of analogy is that?
Come on in.
Yeah. But then you don't want to be like, oh, honey.
Do you have polyps?
Yeah. This guy's
let
giving
me check him out.
Free. This guy's a proctologist. Dude, he's giving free exams. Like that doesn't make any sense.
Door to
right?
door
exams. Door to door proctology exams. But if you're like I also do simultaneously want to be in a place where if a teenager comes to me of like any race, right, and goes, I'm trying to raise some money for my family, they're sick. Do you have any money to spare? I don't want to immediately be like, get out of here, you scam artist.
Scram.
I wanna be like, I wanna look at him and go.
Because you think you can.
Let me think.
You think
here.
You can judge a book by its cover. And the whole premise of this book, which is interesting, is like everybody can't.
Well, I don't want to say I think I can. Even I'm saying I want to be the kind of person who's willing to try.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. That is different, right?
Yeah. Because you think you can do a good job.
No, I don't think it's that I think I can do a good job. I just don't want to live in a world where I'm too cynical to say, like, get the fuck out of here, kid.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, I'd rather die in a door-to-door proctology salesman exam gone wrong.
Because I don't want to be cynical.
Then never trust again.
That's right.
Right.
You know? No, but the reason
so romantic,
we trust.
Doug Boobs. That is like a Nicholas Sparks quote, right? There
nothing would ever get done if you didn't have trust and like if you had just going to work and like doing your regular day basically built on like a series of trusts that somebody's gonna do the thing they said and like most of the time it works out
day to day if you deeply distrusted everyone.
I know, honestly, it would drive you totally insane.
99% of people are trusting and then aren't going to take advantage of that trust. But then there's this small percentage of people that are seem trusting and then are going to take advantage of it for their benefit.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's every politician.
So. Yeah, dude. Right. Ain't that the truth?
Anyway,
but anyway,
cool,
let's
man.
Move on to
Reddit.
Another one. Let's
China,
move on to another one.
We're
yeah.
better.
okay. Reddit, China, Reddit. We're better.
China updates other than like scary stories coming out about what the police are doing, like raping and torturing all of these people that are in custody.
Fun stuff.
Also, LeBron James got shit on this week.
Okay, so the LeBron James thing is weird. And I in an attempt to not talk about politics, let's not overdo it. But like, so the LeBron James thing, if anybody's unfamiliar, basically LeBron James came. So LeBron James has his part of his identity is based on him being willing to speak out and use his platform to talk about injustice in the correct manner. People have, and for good reason, compared him to like some of the great kind of civil rights / fill in the blank other things people in the past, most likely Muhammad Ali, because Muhammad Ali was obviously a civil rights activist. LeBron James has said things like the shut up and dribble thing, right? Which was directed to LeBron James, I think really galvanized him. And then with the China thing, he basically came out and said, Daryl Morey, who is the Houston Rockets owner, LeBron said maybe he shouldn't have talked about it. He might have been uneducated on the matter. I think the framing was maybe a little bit harsher than that, but people were just like, fucking LeBron, get the fuck out of here, dog. Like, what the hell are you talking about? You talk about this shit all the goddamn time.
Yeah.
And the second that there's a chance that your fucking profits from China are going to be invaded upon, you have the gall to talk about the shit. So he's rightfully being shit on, but also this is a tricky one, right? Because now we're in this situation where, like, technically LeBron said what is correct, right? Which is like, we don't know all the issues. We should probably be educated on what's happening. It's very easy to get very binary on this, you know, where you just go like, support Hong Kong, which I think we all support Hong Kong, but also like, we have no business dealings in China. We are not there all the time. We do not have any details. And LeBron James is just being a centrist, and being a centrist is like the bad word these days.
Yes.
So LeBron James thing is complicated. I don't want to assume that we can talk about it better than we can, because LeBron James is, that's a big issue. That's like kind of taking the NBA by storm. But someday I think we do need to do the NBA subreddit, because the NBA is like a huge subreddit. And I think some of these issues will bubble up sometimes.
Yeah. Who's the other guy that plays football with the afro on the nose?
Kaepernick.
Kaepernick.
Yeah.
All right.
He does have a very strong Roman nose.
He has a Roman. Okay. Yeah. He has a nose that that guy can find a truffle, if you know what I mean.
I am astonished by that description of Colin Kaepernick. You're not inaccurate.
The guy
but
with
it's
the hair and the nose. And the
guy with the afro and the nose. Okay.
But I knew.
That's how everybody
who
knows.
You were talking about.
Yeah, there's only one guy in sports.
Well, but the big difference, though, between those two is like Colin Kaepernick doesn't play football anymore.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, he's not an NFL
player.
No,
I mean, I think the point is that I was going to make before you guys jumped all over me.
Jumped on my throat.
Jesus, was that he, you know, he did sacrifice his career in a way to make a point.
Right, right.
And I think that's what the hype is about for him.
Yeah.
At least with Nike, who makes all their shoes in a factory in China. And I think the comparison people are probably making in their head is if LeBron was the man,
right,
fucking sacrifice something for what he believed in. And if he doesn't believe in it, you know, he's just going to go on making that hot cash.
Right.
Cheddar.
Yeah.
But, which is fine. I don't know. That's what everyone does. But just shut his best maneuver is to shut up, I guess.
Well, that's like
he hasn't said anything since, right? Or has he? Is he like,
no, he's definitely backpedaled.
Like, what he was trying to say was like, dude, you know, there's some cool things about China.
Yeah. Yeah. He has backpedaled, and he's kind of done it in like a, he cannot win in this situation. Even, I mean, I think that
China,
basically, if he would have said, yeah, stand with Hong Kong, we don't stand for this shit, then China would have not only would have pulled. I mean, this is the problem with somebody of LeBron James's stature, right? Is like he is the lightning rod of the league. He is Michael Jordan of this generation. Right. But Michael Jordan was quiet, gambling addict, only only played the sport.
And the NBA right? was only in the United States. Well,
right. Yeah, it was. I mean, largely States. In the United States. So it's so, you know, Michael Jordan was a little bit of like a isolated in you know, incident and was like very much literal gambling addict, bad person, extremely good at basketball.
And
the greatest basketball player of all time, one would say.
Great and mustache. Acting.
Great mustache.
Terrible acting.
Great at great acting. Acting.
But so
good LeBron, friends with Bugs right. Bunny.
Yes. LeBron James is a different thing. And LeBron James is the exact same principle.
The times are different, too. You're expected to be political
the
now.
The times are different, but also, like, if LeBron James says, hey, stand with Hong Kong, or even, hey, we believe in democracy in America. We think it's important to be able to say what we do, even if China doesn't believe that. China doesn't, like, he's such a big figure that fucks up the NBA in general. And then all of a sudden, the NBA goes, LeBron, like, you are our number one ambassador to the world. You cannot talk about things like that because we, like, the NBA...
Yeah.
I mean, this is
thousands and thousands of people's jobs depend on you
exactly.
not
thousands
doing
thousands and thousands of people's jobs, which I think is a weird thing with this kind of shit because, you know, you don't want to say, like, you want to stand up what's right, but, like, the reality is, again, it's like there are people, there are normal, average people.
And the number of, like, contracts and NDAs and shit that LeBron's probably signed, like I don't know the context of like him giving that response, but like you really can't say anything. Like
the only other thing would have been to pretend
that you fainted. He should have pretended.
I mean,
to faint.
That was like LeBron James. The issue, the big thing he did was just say anything. He shouldn't have fucking opened his mouth, right?
You guys are a bunch of sellouts down there, man.
He should have been like beep boop boop. Oh my! Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm getting a call.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. I'm getting a call from Oprah. I gotta take it.
Yeah, I gotta take it.
All right. Anyway, moving on. Let's go to another topic about the front page before we hit imaginary maps. Do you want to bring one up, Frid?
I just can't stop looking at this old lady who hand stitched this chair.
Okay.
And I know what you're thinking.
Oh, I know.
I know what you're thinking.
Oh, too sexy for me.
What's this about? And so it's essentially this post, and the post says, my 86-year-old grandma and her handmade needlepoint chair. So 25 years in the making, 14 threads per inch.
Wow.
She used to pick up roadkill from side of the road to compare the thread colors because it's a chair that's like full of woodland creatures.
Oh my
hand stitched.
God!
It's this like very detailed sort of gaudy woodland creaturey chair, and it reminds me of my childhood in a way, not specifically this chair, but I feel like we came from a time where chairs and things like this were important to people. Whereas like now our generation doesn't care too much about stuff. It's all like cheap and made in a factory.
Yeah, because we're moving all the time.
We're moving. Stuff's cheap. Labor's cheap. We got slave labor overseas.
Yeah.
We'll get it at IKEA for cheap. This lady's been making this thing for 25 years, and her grandson's not allowed to sit in it, which is fantastic. But I don't know. It made me think. Like, did you guys have a grandparent who was very anal about like there was a room in my grandma and grandpa's house that we weren't allowed to go in.
Right.
Yeah,
it was like
yeah.
that room of all the stuff. And as when you're a little kid, all you want to do is sort of play in there. And
Nope,
can't go in there.
I mean, I think the bedroom was off limits.
Yeah.
Like my grandparents' bedrooms. Everywhere else was, I think, kind of like, you know what it is with the grandparents' house, though? It's like when you're a kid, there are places that you're just like spooked to even try to go into.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because there's so much shit that you're just like, this feels haunted as fuck, dog.
I don't think that's like my kids' experience with our house or whatever is like never going to be that museum-esque.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's never going to be like important things.
Yeah. Like, I feel like when I grew up, we had like a family room where you watch TV and you actually do your shit, and then a formal living room that no one ever walks into. And
yeah.
Right.
Now I feel like people don't really the do president, the formal living room thing.
Yeah, you're waiting for like President Jimmy Carter to show up.
Yeah, exactly. Oof. Those rooms are specifically for if Jimmy Carter's in town and wants to stop by.
It's kind of true. Like they're waiting for like a diplomat to show up and them to host a dinner.
And it's like, oh, finally, the formal living room.
Do you know any diplomats, Grandma?
I mean, the idea of like a fine china cabinet is so weird to me.
It's
weird.
I know.
My mom has one and I'm always just like, it was like, I think it was given to her by her or someone, you know, and it's like, it's like a family thing. And but nowadays we just buy stuff at like Crate and Barrel. The light's like 12 bucks.
Yeah.
I break them all the time. Great. On accident.
I mean, I break them every 4 days.
What's the equivalent then, I guess, to the fine china cabinet for our generation? I mean,
talking about heroin.
Well, yeah, I'm talking about like, what's the equivalent to Afghani heroin for our generation? You know, no, I think, I would say if I had a kid, or if I had kids at my house, or like my fucking brother has a kid and whatever.
Your drum set, bro.
My drum set. Don't get on the drum set,
don't
kid.
Fucking
do
touch.
Not touch my drums.
Uncle Ben's drums.
I would say probably vinyl collection is up there. You know what I mean? I think that's one of those things. I mean, they're music for sure, but all those things is because you use them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's also stuff that's breakable and sort of it was irreplaceable or
hard to
replace.
Well, I guess the fine china is technically breakable.
But even now, music... It's not a hard good. Like you just get it out of the sky, and like you know if you spill on a computer
from one musician to another,
it just comes from the sky.
From the sky,
it's free. You don't have to pay anybody. Yeah, right. That's for sure.
It's in space now. Okay. You just get it.
I know what you mean.
Anyway, this made me think
one thing. I'll say about this old grandma though is that took her 25 years.
Yeah.
That shit would take me 3 months tops.
Oh, burn, dude. Get your arthritis.
Because, I know how
fingers
to.
Fingers out of here, you
I do,
bitch.
I do embroidery. I know how to do embroidery.
Do you
and
know
stuff.
How to embroider chairs, though?
Oh, I'll figure it out.
Oh, tell
I'll
me.
I'll figure it out, guys.
This picture seems pretty complicated. You could knock that off.
Oh, maybe. I could easily. You just do a little 6-inch by 6 inch piece every night.
Oh, not, yeah. So
how'd that take 25 years?
Yeah, this lady,
Sally.
She does look like a Sally. She looks like Sally Jesse Raphael a little bit.
But then I'm like, I have to factor in arthritis and...
You know who gets to sit in that chair?
Grandkids.
Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, this chair was built to absorb Jimmy Carter's fart.
You know another thing I...
Old people, man. They don't have phones. This is what they do.
This is what they do.
Another thing I'm realizing that maybe... I don't want to say that we should talk about this week, but this is interesting. There's another really, really... There's a couple really, really popular posts from I'm a Total Piece of Shit this week.
Ooh.
So I feel like there are a lot of pieces of shit, and that's a growing pod or growing sub that we should discuss.
Tight.
Because there's one called Last Night. So this is dark as hell, but this is interesting from I'm a Total Piece of Shit. Last night, a complete piece of shit burned down my friend's racing pigeon loft. There were almost 2,000 racing pigeons in there that were being prepared for the final race tomorrow.
No.
4 dogs also lost their lives. It says 101,000 upvotes. So,
That's horrible.
I'm gonna say it. I hope whoever did that, their kids are all born with. A hate for their father or mother.
That's a good one.
And I hope that all of their appendages get ripped off by a fucking raccoon in the night. And they want to masturbate every day for the rest of their lives, but their dick has fallen off from gangrenous rot.
I feel like that's totally justified.
I feel like all those things are what I want on that person. Or,
who
you know,
the fuck does that?
I also deeply fantasize about the idea of finding out somebody, like meeting somebody like that in jail, and not me being in jail, but like they're being questioned.
Yeah.
And then they go, all right, dad, why don't you take 20 minutes, 25 maybe, take this bat and ask them questions.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm.
Love
and,
it.
And I would go in and ask them questions until they would have to eat out of a feeding tube for the rest of their lives.
So, and you know what we call that? Laird's Justice.
That's called Laird's Nutritional Gravy.
Laird's
fucking
Justice.
Running through my veins right now and creating violent outbursts.
Laird's Turmeric Superfood Justice is a delicious beverage enhancer that optimizes your coffee, tea, and smoothie.
But that's like truly like fucking what in the world? I cannot believe those people exist.
Do you know what the payout for the winner of the pigeon race is this? $500,000.
Well, and you know that's exactly what happened. I mean,
that's
like
gotta be the
people,
motive.
The people that are working in fucking pigeon races, like those cannot be like decent people.
No.
You know what I mean? Actually, let me take that back. There are probably some decent people, but it seems there's something about that. It seems mobby.
It's,
you know?
Yeah, I'm like it's like someone who has 2,000 racing pigeons is someone with a lot of money, in my opinion. It's like,
for sure.
Like, it costs a lot of money apparently to enter these races, but $500,000 if you win, that sounds like sabotage.
It does sound like sabotage. You know what else sounds like sabotage? Us
fake maps.
Trying to talk about a topic that Freed chose and neglecting to do so.
Yeah.
So
let's do it.
Let's talk about imaginary maps. So this came up last week. And as I was looking through it on the randoms, I was just like, fuck, man, this is what an interesting idea. And basically the premise, and I'll say this and then I'll let you go to town, Freed.
No, why don't you just handle it? Because you're already just stepping on the whole show.
So this is it's just imaginary maps is the R. So reddit.com/r/imaginary maps. And it is literally a place for people to design maps that don't exist in our world based on certain principal ideas of how the world is sorted, I think is probably the best way to describe that, right? That can be fiction or that could be in our real life.
I mean, why don't you just keep going? You're already doing this up.
go ahead. Take it from here.
I don't know if you guys know this, but I'm a huge guitarographer. You guys
love.
Know what a guitographer is?
You're a guitar player, dude?
You didn't hear what I said. You didn't hear what I said. You didn't hear specifically.
I'm a huge
cartographer.
Guitar cartographer. Yeah, okay.
A cartographer is a man who, or a woman.
Mm-hmm. Or a non-binary
or
person.
Or non-binary they. Who?
A cartographer is a man.
Always who? Men. Only men, specifically.
Is a cis white man who draws
white man who drives
maps.
A Miata and draws maps.
It's fucking loser, dude.
Whoa, yeah, sounds like a dick.
All right, continue.
It's very contemporary. Right. Okay. You guys all know I'm a big cartographer.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Not a guitar player, cartographer. Now, cartographer is a skill, somebody who draws and charts maps. It's a science. It's a word. It's Greek. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. My interest in maps started in, my first camping trip to Northern California.
Ooh.
When we used to
wait, hold on for a second. Are we cosplaying right now or are you actually into cartography?
I mean, we're always playing some kind of game, aren't we? It's your dad.
We're always cosplaying.
I'm gonna assume you are not a professional.
There was a large period
continue.
Of my childhood that involved maps and staring at maps and learning how to get around with maps.
Like in the forest though, right?
I think you're talking about the one with the compasses.
Right.
Thomas Guide?
No, that's a different one. We're going to get to Thomas Guide.
Okay, okay.
All right.
But
are we going to get to Thomas Guide?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, we're going to get everywhere. So I was just thinking about, imaginary maps is what you said. It's a subreddit where people create maps using existing land masses and then rearrange them per basically the joke, right? It's like a visual representation of some kind of a idea or a joke, mostly jokey because it's Reddit. And it's like, this is how I'm going to skew the world in the way that I'm going to like.
I mean,
explain it right here.
So at the top of the sub. So this, by the way, this is 160,000 members, 160,484 map makers.
Oh yeah,
338 right here, here right now. So this is like a pretty substantial community, and it's part of a. It from what I can tell
is what I would have used instead of
map makers. But this is like the imaginary network, and as far as I can tell, this is kind of like one of the most creative corners of Reddit where people are literally inventing it. Like this is kind of D&D shit, right?
Yeah.
Like they're creating maps. Some of them are based on reality, some of them not, but at the top of the imaginary maps where you see all of these other things. So you see characters, races, landscapes, architecture, monsters, technology, fandoms, miscellaneous and friends. These are all imaginary things. So under characters, just for example, it's like, or let's say under races in the imaginary network, you have subreddits, subreddit for imaginary aliens, imaginary angels, imaginary animals, imaginary dwarves, imaginary elves, imaginary fairies, imaginary humans, imaginary immortals, imaginary merfolk, and imaginary orcs. So this is very much a D&D or kind of like role play style thing.
Yeah.
And maps being one version of this. So the most, like probably one of the more famous imaginary maps is the map from Lord of the Rings, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, or I guess
Westeros.
One. Or Westeros, right? Like not real places that do have real maps.
Yeah. Right? I love this. And you know what it reminds me a little bit of? Like a fictional version of Data is Beautiful.
Totally.
Because like there's so much thinking that goes into it. I've noticed a lot of these posts are like, if this country had won the war, if, you know, this is what the world map would look. So it's like a lot of knowledge of history and stuff goes into it.
As I was getting into this, I was realizing pretty quickly, like, I didn't know enough about what most of these maps were about, because it's a lot of them reflect some kind of specific
culture behind
or
them,
culture or something that's extremely detailed. Now there are some like big generic ones we can all get, like U.S. Hillbillies over in Florida.
And this is actually
liberals on the West Coast, but like most of them are way more detailed about some kind of specific culture that we just don't all inherently know.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the big frequently asked questions, which I'll send you guys this list, it's pretty interesting. Shoot it over to y'all so you can be in the game here. But a big thing that keeps popping up is no low effort maps. Like they're like no low effort maps, no bullshit maps, no left. Like you have to go for it. And on a side, there's an imaginary map circle jerk SCJ that's kind of like bullshit maps where sort of crummy low effort maps go to die, which is a different sub.
Which is also it's more like funny.
It's more funny and it's like more like goof. And these imaginary maps tend to want to take themselves a little more seriously because they just want more of a high effort, like thought that's going through. So, and then there's within these rules, I was kind of, as you're digging, these things kind of keep popping up. Map chart is banned as a tool to use to create maps.
So what does that mean?
Map chart is a program that's bullshit, essentially, in a nutshell.
Okay.
kept getting mentioned, like, don't use map chat, no map chat, map chart.
Map chart.
So there's all these. You know, as I'm digging in, there's like, you know, there's more to this culture than you think.
Oh, it's huge. And we can't cover it in 20 minutes.
Yeah. But, you know, obviously if you're a cartographer like myself, you inherently already know this stuff.
Right.
Totally.
So you kind of go like, oh, duh, of course.
So let's go over one. So I have this one that I pulled up that I think is the second most popular. So this is also, this came from 7 months ago. So I think this is like a fairly thriving community right now from what I can tell. But this is... I really like this map. I just sent you guys.
Top?
Top, but I just sent it to you. So this is a map. Ooh. And this is like, I think the interest, this is why I was drawn to this sub in the first place, is because this takes a contemporary idea instead of a fictional idea and then fictionalizes it based on kind of real information, right? So this one is if the U.S. has a civil war as complicated as Syria's, right?
Wow.
And then it takes the United States map and it splits it into factions and it splits it into essentially like the tribalism that dominates the kind of like the like thought, the like, I guess the like, I mean, what would you say? I guess like the division of principles across the United States. So
it kind of reminds me of the movie Avatar, when all the little alien tribes were like, we are the fish people.
Right.
Yeah.
And we're like the mountain people with the
arrows. We are the Gungan army.
Yeah. And then the Gungans were there. Yeah. And
so the very bottom of this
actually looks tribal as like Native American tribal maps would maybe go.
It used to be. It was just kind of the old
school. Almost feels... of the land.
It does feel of the land. So what I like about this, and we will post, I'm going to post this on our sub so everybody can see it and reference it, but like American, so at the very bottom it says Second American Civil War and then situation on March 1st, 2029, 3 years after it began. So this is obviously in the not so near future or in the not so far future. The Second Civil War, which I think we can all agree is upon us. So I say that laughing and crying simultaneously. So
everyone says that the you know, the South,
right,
the gun folks are going to demolish the liberal elites on the coast.
The names on this one are pretty amazing.
Right. So really, let's go over the flags. Well, actually, let's go over the names, and then there are flags at the bottom too, which I think are really interesting. So
true.
The names on the right panel, there are three like basic unions.
Alliances.
Yeah, basic alliances. And then there are some independent groups that are not alliances below, right? So the first alliance, do you want to go through them?
I would love to go through them. The first alliance is like the Northeast, American Northeast. We've got the Central Emergency Government, which includes some people. Won't go into those. Californian People's State, which does include the group, the elite neckbeard Masters of the Blade, and pacifists for war.
And LGBTQTIXQWER.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So this is like kind of jokey, obviously, but this is also like somewhat serious.
Yeah, kind of real though. Eco Front of Cascadia.
Did you already go over the Central Emergency Government?
Yes, but not in.
Okay, so the Central Emergency Government, by the way, is the most dominant faction across the South, but from what I can tell. But it's like not even this is what's interesting about this, because it's like New York City. It's like the kind of fringing on the upper Northeast, but goes down into Georgia and then swoops over and basically misses Alabama and the southern, like right above Florida, but then covers all the way up into like Oklahoma City, Texas, Kansas City.
Oh, it's creepy.
And you feel like you look at that, it's called the Central Emergency Government has Central Army, NSA, and Bloods.
The Bloods.
Right.
Like Crips and Bloods?
I think so. Because also this
That's
same
pretty
faction.
Smart to get the Bloods or the Crips or the Latin Kings on your payroll.
Well, this, yes, on your payroll. So this also stretches all the way over into LA. So we would be, most of LA is considered part of the Central Emergency Government.
Yeah, we made the
is
cut.
It?
Yeah.
I mean,
oh, yeah, you're right.
And then all the way kind of going down to El Paso, Phoenix, et cetera. But anyway,
if you go up to Santa Barbara, you're part of Antifa.
Right. Yes. Yes, so the California People's State.
Be cool to go up to Antifa land and like mix it up with a couple of those
protesters.
Yeah, where would you? Well, let's go through the whole ranking system here, and then we'll talk about where.
Let's talk about where your
where
your hometown is from, and then what that means for you.
I love it.
And do you have to make a choice?
All right.
Or would you prefer to stay here in Los Angeles?
God damn, this is fascinating.
This is cool. Okay, right, so the California People's State has the LGBTQIXQWER, Asian Identity Protection Battalion, Pacifists for War, and the Elite Neckbeard Masters of the Blade.
So everybody, all of our TrueSwords.com squad.
It is pretty much everybody from True Swords.
Yeah.
Eco Front of Cascadia, Greenpeace Population Reduction Force, the Army of the Unwashed, and the Anarcho Tribalist Force of Oregon.
Right. So these are, by the way, reference this on our sub because you can see it on our sub. But these are color coordinated, but it's like all of what we're talking about is within the Alliance for Progress. And then each of these, there's a color coordination that incorporates a few different subsects. So like California People's State is, or like a better one, so it's not so complicated, is like Eco Front of Cascadia. Is like kind of a soft pink, and then
I'd call it
a salmon.
Yeah. Ironically, they farm salmon there.
Yes.
Good choice, fellers.
Good choice.
So Eco Front of Cascadia includes Greenpeace Population Reduction Force, the Army of the Unwashed, and Anarcho Tribalist Force of
Army
Oregon.
Of the Unwashed. I love the Army. Fantastic.
These guys
are formidable opponents because they got the woods.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, this is all Seattle, Oregon, Portland, right?
Damn.
So, okay, and then Antifa.
Then we got the yellow team.
Where's Antifa really fast?
Antifa is dark red. It's it's like
San Francisco
between
between LA and
Santa Barbara.
It's like Central California,
yeah,
and then upstate or like Vermont,
right, and a little bit of Vegas by the looks of it.
Oh yeah, look at that shit.
What is Antifa?
Anti-fascists.
This isn't clicking for me on this map.
Well, they're anti-fascists are like black hat hacker types.
Okay.
Yeah, but let's continue going and we'll talk more about that.
All right, so the yellow group here is a huge chunk of like wide open spaces.
Right. Alliance for Liberty is what they're called.
and like central of the United States. So yeah. We've got the Reorganized Force for Freedom,
right.
Dakota Defense Force, Judean People's Front, and People's Front of Judea.
Judea. So I think that's Judean. A religious thing.
Oh.
Yeah. So that would be like
is that like Mormons?
Close. Yeah, it's just a religious idea.
Okay.
Judeo.
Easy.
I would assume at least.
Then we've got the Free States of America, Green Mountain Boys, Montana Volunteer Force, the 420th Colorado Blazers, and Capistan Privatized Volunteer Army Incorporated, New Sons of Liberty, the Green Bay Packers. And then, of course, you have the Texas Freedom Fighters, the right. Los Alacranes. Alacranes.
I think I like those guys.
And that's basically all of Texas, right?
That's most
of Texas. Not all of Texas, but most of Texas.
We've got some NSA coming into Texas, too. Then we got the Brown Team, which seems to be like the Midwest.
Brown Team. We're talking about a Civil War, by the way.
The National Union of Patriots. So we've got the New American Patriots. National Army, God Emperor Steve's Army, and the Crips. Then we
interesting that the Crips would have joined the New American Patriots.
I know.
Huh, fascinating. So this is, by the way, Brown is like is kind of what you think of like the what did Hillary Clinton call them that they love? The Despicables or whatever the fuck.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Deplorables.
So this is kind of like deplorable land, right? This is a lot of like the traditional Midwest, like the kind of like weird, misogynist, racist Midwest.
Yeah, because we got then the Defenders of the South.
This is where I'm from, by the way, just so you guys know.
Right on. Right. Are you part of the Jeff Davis Brigade? New Confederate Army.
Right.
We got the KKK. And then, of course, the National Force for Civilization, including... Right. The Incel Battalions, Alt Knights, the new Nazi Party, and the Children of Thanos.
The Children of Thanos. So I kind of, I don't disagree with that color coordination, but I think it's a little complicated because now we're talking like Green Bay, Wisconsin, and shit like that, and I don't know if that's where the kind of new Nazi Party is, but it could be like the Alt Knights, the Incel Battalion.
Right.
Duluth. I think those are all over the place. Yeah. All right. Anyway, so the next one. So now we have gotten out of the three primary factions. Now we're in the independent factions that are unassociated with the Biggins.
Yeah.
And we have the Utah Defense Force, which is, you know, a lot of Utah, but not exclusively Utah. And then right below that is Sons of Desecret. Or Deseret. I don't know what Deseret is. Do you guys know what Deseret means?
Deseret.
Like, that means.
Amazing. It's the Book of Mormon?
It's the chain of bookstores and of Mormonism.
Ah, love that.
It's like the 7-Eleven really of Mormon bookstores.
Yeah, this is a Mormon reference.
I love basically. That.
A clever Mormon
so
reference.
So much.
Then the Heavenly Empire of Florida. And this is most of Florida, but Florida is very Florida is a hotly contested part of the country.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of factions in Florida, as one would assume, but it's a Florida man and great host of the retirees. Amazing.
That's a great team.
I feel like that's a good place for you.
Yeah, Doc. Maybe
I feel like you'd be happy
there.
And then Republic of New Africa is basically kind of the most dominant parts of the United States South, of course. So we're talking like
that's
Birmingham,
Louisiana,
or not Birmingham, but like a little bit of Louisiana, a little bit of Alabama.
It's like south of Atlanta,
right.
And a little bit of Georgia.
Then the Sinaloa Cartel, which is just all of Florida or all of. Here's what's interesting about the Sinaloa Cartel is we have all of
the
Mexico,
border, basically,
but also all of Canada. And I don't really understand logic is.
That's not on the map. That's the map has stopped.
No, it has. Look at Alaska, Doc.
Is it the color is slightly different?
And the color is slightly different.
Is that what it means?
Yeah. Dog Bibbs, you're a pinpoint extremist.
You know what? Yeah, you're right. So Mexico and Canada are not included. However, the Sinaloa Cartel is a large chunk of Arizona.
It's almost the whole border.
It's most of the border, but it's also like the places that are
except for
obvious where you see a lot of like Mexican families on the border. So we're not seeing as much over in the Texan side. We're seeing a lot on like Arizona, New Mexico, and the very, very bottom part of California.
Yeah.
Sinaloa Cartel. Don't want to join that one.
Nah.
Pink is Cuba, which I don't see anywhere.
It's pink. Just below Florida.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Is that just literally where Cuba is?
It's Key West.
It's Key West, yeah.
Or it's Florida. I don't know. None of us know where Florida is on a map.
So we're saying Cuba got took that over, which is interesting.
Yeah, I think so.
The Hawaii Liberation Organization, of course, is... You know what's interesting about that? There's a tiny, tiny, tiny bit of Hawaii.
Yeah,
so there's just a little sliver of Hawaii.
The majority of Hawaii is
part of the Central Emergency Government.
Yeah.
And then we see... the Native American forces. So actually the Native American forces is technically the fourth of the three of the big contingencies. But obviously in the same manner that we have treated the Native Americans throughout the American history, they're like forgotten at the bottom.
Yeah.
Right? And then you have Navajo Nation and then Lakota Nation. And then Navajo Nation is largely in the southeast or southwest rather. And then the Lakotas are obviously in the Dakotas.
Oh, duh.
So, and then at the bottom, we see the flags that are represented. We see the American flag, the Don't Tread on Me kind of right-wing stupid idiots flag, the Anti-Fascist Action flag, which is the famous Black Anti-Fascist League, the Confederate flag, do you guys know what the tree in the black and
Cypress?
Cyprian flag? No way.
Is that what that is?
I don't know what flag that is. Then you see a yellow flag.
I'm big of a flagget, as they say.
A flagget.
It's a term for somebody who loves flags.
Right. Almost offensive, but I understand what you're saying. Yeah. And then the California Republic, and then a funny don't step on snack or sneck, which is like the kind of memeified version of the don't tread on me flag. All right, guys. So let's.
Is the Antifa flag? Is that a real thing?
That's a real thing.
It's not just for this.
No, Antifa
is a real thing. I just have never seen this flag.
No, that is their flag.
Got it.
Yeah.
Kind of a weak ass flag, right?
Are you kidding me? That shit's badass as fuck, dog.
It is.
What are you talking about? All right. So let's talk about our factions here. I think so. Let's all agree that imaginary maps, we could go on for days about this,
yeah.
I would love to do. But I really like this map, and I would like to focus on what is going on in this map.
Me too. So if we're going off of where we live, unfortunately, I am part of we all are central emergency government.
Well,
the original places.
I mean, kind of. Like, we could also technically be part of the Antifa group.
Yeah. Oh, I'm in Chicago, the city, is Antifa.
Well, what do you identify with, though?
Well, I identify with
the Florida
elite neckbeard masters of Blade, probably.
I think, I mean, if I had my way about me.
Or the Packers.
You're gonna be
those
a
are
Green
my
Bay
two
Packer.
Teams, I think.
I like the idea of being a part of the Black Bloc in the Antifa group.
I have a feeling that's where you'd be, too.
Yeah. I think if this was the world we lived in, I might be full-on militant.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, though. I mean,
changed
it's hard
my
to say.
Answer. I'm in the army of the unwashed.
You would turn into the guy Forrest Gump beats up in Washington, D.C. that's trying to hook up with Jenny.
Oh.
Oh,
like,
shit.
You think I'd be a rapist?
I think he just beat her.
Well, okay.
To be fair.
In a word.
I think he raped her, but he liked wearing those little round glasses, and you make a lot of speeches about poetry.
Right.
Oh,
actually, you know what? I take that back. I think I would be a part of the eco front of Cascadia.
Yeah.
In the Pacific Northwest, where you have Greenpeace Population Reduction Force. I don't think that would be me.
Yeah.
Nice save.
I'd be next door at the Army of the Unwashed, but I feel like you'd be at the
anarcho-tribalist force of Oregon.
Yeah.
I think there's only one place to hang out, and it's Florida Man.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you're Florida Man for sure.
No way.
When shit hits the fan, you're going to where the good times are.
I can also see you as a great host of the retirees. It's just hosting a bunch of retirees.
I think, Fred, I got to be honest. I think you're going to stay here, and you're going to be a blood.
Ooh,
oh, just a blood.
because of
my hardcore gang affiliation. Yeah.
No, I think that at this point the Bloods are like a little bit more of an organized force, and you're like, I don't want to leave. I like it here. Keep it down. Like the neighbors, you know, you're gonna call the police on the neighbors for noise violations.
You know what?
Yeah.
Would attract the two places that attracted me really were Florida Man, because I think it would just be like extremely chaotic.
Right. That's what you
and
want.
And the weather's nice, and everyone's. it doesn't matter what's going on in Florida. Every time they get a hurricane, there's right. like guys out there like, hey, I'm just mixing up the margarita machine. Right. Woo, woo. And you're like, that's a good sign. Like right. they know how to, you know, keep a smile. Right. And then Texas, man. I mean, Texas lasted the last.
That's
Texas,
true.
Texas beat Mexico. They've like withstood a lot right. of national disasters, and they're massive.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and of course. I think you're right, actually.
You just make a little spot there in the middle of Texas. You seem pretty safe from any of those borders.
Yeah,
that's they true. Probably got a nice river, you know?
Yeah.
Probably living the dream in there.
The
somewhere.
Old Rio Grande.
I mean, I got to get a 10-gallon hat. That's the only thing I'm missing. But other than that, that could be a nice little place to.
Yeah, I think maybe.
I'm not a very violent guy. The blood seems like, I don't know if I'm ready to kill a man.
You're a right. Florida man. I just think you are.
I like boats.
I think if you're in the middle of, bother me. If you're in the middle of Texas, you're not going to get in a lot of boating, that my dude.
Well, that's why it's my second choice.
Yeah, I think, I'm pretty eager to join. I actually feel like maybe I should just join like now.
Too. I mean,
like, I don't know if I need to even wait until 2023. I think I can just start becoming an anarcho tribalist.
The other place that is maybe interesting is the, what is it called over here? The Free States of America, that orange, the Green Mountain Boys.
Up in Helena, and
it's kind of baller up there. It's kind of the Wild West mountain lions.
You want to be going to be a part of the Free Mountain Boys or the Green Mountain Boys?
I mean, yeah.
I mean, I think I
let me know. I'm the Green Mountain Boys.
I think you might
they got ATVs.
I think. I mean, I'm kind of tempted to. I guess if I'm going priorities, I'm starting with the anarchist tribalists of upstate kind of Washington, Oregon. But then I think being a Packer might be a good idea too.
It'd be cool.
Being a Green Bay Packer.
I mean, I was a pretty good high school football player.
That's a good move.
That's a pretty decent, decent thing. You know where nobody wants to go is to the California people state of just sounds like a lot of annoying people, right?
It does.
Like,
it sounds.
We got a lot of rules, and you got to follow them. It's like, no, I'm going out to the mountains.
Well, it sounds like
nobody's eager.
A lot
to get
of
there.
A lot of social justice warrior types and a lot of Silicon Valley fucking nerds, dude. They're trying to make apps about this goddamn second civil war. Right. And that's what I don't want. Yeah, I don't want to be around there.
Yeah, they're trying to gamify it and appify.
Yeah, they're trying to. Yeah, I think that's true. But
very lame.
Dog Boobs has left the building, so we're gonna probably close this boy out.
Oftentimes in this podcast, Dog Boobs just
she skirts her way out. Doesn't say bye to any of you fucking listeners.
She takes her headphones off, throws it at the mixing board.
Yeah, just goes peace. Walks out. I'm out. Peace. All right, but anyway, so this is I think this is a you guys should give this a fucking. Look, and maybe we should consider.
There's some good stuff. I mean, imaginary
it's
Macs.
Really interesting. Yeah.
Everyone kind of goes like, "I'm going to make an imaginary Mac." The second top of all time is the I just got into map making starter pack.
Cool,
and it's kind of like all the tropey maps you would make if you got into this, like Finland not being real. Like that's the one everybody on Reddit does.
Yeah, people.
Europe being Germany, the United States just split into like two political factions. Right. And so definitely look at that because you don't want to fall into one of these like,
right.
I'm clever, except everyone else made the joke first.
Well, it's meant to be like this is a good – it's funny because this is a culture in itself where it's like don't be lazy. Like be good.
There's
you know?
A big rule. Yeah, the rule that keeps coming up is don't be lazy, no low effort maps.
Right.
And there's a bit of a chessboard here in like the in the good ones is people right. really you know understanding the way – global whatever right. works and then like plugging it into this right. map that says that tells that story in a visual cue, which is pretty
right.
cool.
But also like the whole don't be lazy thing is interesting because it's not even just like don't be lazy like make a shitty map. It's like don't be lazy with the commentary you're trying to articulate through yes. the map itself. Like there another one of the top posts is just like South Korea replaced with Ireland, which is like not particularly wild, but it's like an interesting idea because they look like similar countries.
They
so you literally just
the
swap them, right?
Yeah.
And then another one is Italy and Greece swapped. Where it's the same thing, where it's not like a complicated thing, but just like it just is a cool idea. Right. So what doesn't work if you go like if Fox News was actually telling the truth about how our country is, and then you like split like the Patriots versus the fucking coastal elites. You know what I mean? That one people are just like, that's stupid, dude. We get it.
Low effort.
We get it. Yeah.
We get it. Look, what else is interesting about this?
Exactly.
So, It's interesting. I mean, yeah, I was sort of, my initial thoughts when I was getting into this was just like, oh wow, there's some complicated maps here that I just don't understand. And I have to do some secondary research.
I mean, here's another one for the United States heads out there. So this is the United States redrawn as 50 states with equal population. And so this is literally this is a wildly complicated map, but this is like literally renaming the states according to everybody having the exact same population. So you're seeing like Los Angeles, San Diego, et cetera, all, you know, very simple, very, very small. Like New York City is like fucking a blip. But then, you know, you have like Menominee or like Mesabi, which is, you know, Minneapolis, Fargo, Rochester, like Ogallala, which is Cheyenne, Denver, Colorado Springs, Fort Collins, and then just all the Dakotas above it, right?
Mm.
But this is just another interesting idea, which is just like drawing it as the states themselves.
Right.
It's fascinating.
It's a good sub. It's very visual. Maybe doesn't translate perfectly to a podcast.
No, I think it engages in interesting conversations, right? I mean, I think it's interesting to think of like,
you know what? Yeah, we sort of brought this up last time maybe, but it's this, the idea of sort of where you're raised and the people around who you were raised is kind of what you believe in.
Right.
And to me, it's just like, yeah, I think most people think whatever they believe in and who they are is some kind of a unique stance they've taken, but it really is just a reflection of where you're from in a way.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe eventually you decide to change, but you do see these clusters of thought.
Totally.
Everywhere in the world. And it's just kind of based on the thought that used to be there.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting thinking about,
it makes people's opinions seem less important.
Well, it's interesting thinking
sort of plugged in from somewhere else.
Yeah, like tribalism and then like political, like the history of our world. So a lot of the maps here too have something to do with history, where they're like, you know, if the Second World War hadn't happened, or like, you know, Manifest Destiny reversed, right? Or whatever, where, you know, if America never had like George Washington's fucking political stance, then like what would the country look like? Which I think is interesting. It's an interesting speculation that is based on history and based on fact, instead of it being like if the United States was Mordor, right? When you're just like, that's not interesting, you know.
It's a pretty cool goof.
It's a pretty cool goof.
There's another great one here that just is sort of topical of the times, with the storming of Area 51, which I just shot your way.
Cool.
But you know, it's sort of playing on the Naruto run at Area 51 on September 20th,
right?
That, where we expose that aliens are definitely there. Eating Pizza Hut. But it's fun. It's like, you know, somebody's made this cool map where you see 55,000 unauthorized Naruto runners coming in towards Area 51. And then like 10 miles later, it's only 1,500. And then 10 miles later, there's like one person left.
That's so funny.
And nothing actually happens. And then they have these great little blurbs about, there's essentially like the messages that the people at the checkpoints are getting. It's like, unauthorized personnel arrive. Most turned back through intimidation or force. And then the next one is unauthorized personnel disobey orders, running through barricades in unnatural manner with arms flailing from the back. That's our Naruto run.
So funny.
And so it's great. Like, this is a cool map that somebody drew about the Naruto run at Area 51. And, you know, there's a little bit of effort there.
There's a little bit of effort. Okay, so I think we need to close this guy out. I think this is a really interesting sub, and it's worth a gander. At the very least, go to our subreddit and look at the. I'm trying to post things. If we talk about it on the pod, I'm just going to try to post pod topic at the front of it, so that people know what we're going to be talking about when this thing posts. And I think that Pod Topic, Help Me Catch These Guys, is up there. I also didn't want people to be like, it's your dad lost $100,000 of video equipment. Help him find it. this is, you know, obviously something we talked about. And then I posted the map as well. So you can kind of see that specific map if the U.S. was a civil war as complicated as Syria's, which I think is fascinating. And obviously we talked about a lot. Okay, let's hit a couple of randoms. Close this boy out.
The other side of that is, does that mean Syria has you know, 100 tribes?
Well, this is all, yeah, this is part of the topic, right?
Because I think that that's kind of the complicated part that isn't really discussed here in America is how many factions? I don't know. I mean, it sounds like the Middle East is just full of a lot of smaller groups of tribal people.
Yeah, smaller communities and smaller kind of associations. And I wish America was actually, I don't wish it was in a second civil war that was complicated like that, but I do wish.
Yeah, what's the matter with you, dude?
That we were a little bit more like, we weren't just so binary. We weren't so like, are you Republican? Are you Democrat? Are you a liberal? Are you a libtard? Are you a whatever?
Yeah.
I don't like that. So, all right. So what do we got? Randoms. Ex-Muslim. That's cool. Ex-Muslim. The exact reason why Muslims are so backwards today. Long, long, long post, which I don't even want to pretend to get into. But we got some Muslim. We got some Muslim fans. Some Muslim fans that I think would be, it'd be interesting to talk to them a little bit about what's going on here.
We do. We do. Not my job is one. Are not my job.
That's a classic one.
So I feel like have we done the sub on that?
Not my job. We haven't, but that's kind of part of the world of, that's part of the, it's kind of that, that choosing beggars kind of vibe, right? Where it's just people being like, you know, hey, go fix that faucet, Jim. And he goes like, but I don't work here. He goes like, what did I say? Go fix that faucet.
Hey, no sass me.
Yeah. And they'd be like,
you fix it.
Okay. And then they like fuck it up and they go, can't believe you did that. And be like, I don't work here. I told you I don't work here. I think it's things like that. Maybe we did cover it. That sounds like a familiar anecdote. I don't remember why, but.
This is an interesting one. It's just called, I have sex. And it's, I'm 15 and I watch porn and have sex, and you can fight me if you think you're going to change anything. That's so, what the header says. Do you know about this?
Yeah, so I have sex is like a...
what is it? And then 994 people are currently smashing.
So it's like a, you post things where people are commenting on things like, oh man, last night I totally went really deep in her and this girl's vagina and it was so wet. It'd be like sounds like cool. It'd be like, I totally did it, dude. What are you talking about? I definitely like, had sex with somebody last night.
It's like 40-year-old virgin when he's talking about touching boobs.
Exactly.
They feel like a bag of sand.
Yeah, it's people like being weirdly braggadocious about their own sexuality.
That's funny.
It is funny. It's like a teenager thing.
Yeah, it's a teenager thing. It's like wanting to flare that you're a man.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh, here's one that you would have a lot to say about.
Ooh,
you should actually be a mod here. Trying for a baby.
Oh, but I'm not trying. I just pop them out.
Yeah, I know. You go on the sub and be like, you know what? What's the problem, guys?
You know what's crazy? Yeah. I don't know if we're on our path towards Handmaid's Tale, but I mean, a lot of the people that I know are, you know, trying to have babies with medical assistance.
Yep.
And it seems like, I don't know if it's because we're like in a professional place where people just like women tend to work longer before having kids earlier, whatever. But it's almost like it seems like more than 50% of the people I'm just personally friends with are using, you know, IVF, et cetera. I don't know if it's age or if it's plastic in the ocean or
I think it's probably a combination of both.
Evil overlords.
Yeah. I mean, I think stress causes that. I think that we are
cancer.
Well, we live in Los Angeles, so people are very busy. I think that
we're in a big city, so it makes sense.
I think that a lot of our friends are a little bit older, which is like technically, you know, when you talk about, I mean,
the best time to
people
have kids,
love
like 12.
When two men talk about women's bodies, but I do think it's, you know, the idea of having a kid when I'm 25 or when my girlfriend or wife is 25 to 29 seems like an impossibility.
Crazy. It seems irresponsible.
It seems irresponsible. So I think that we're just at this weird point in civilization where
ages are getting pushed and the science is backing it up and allowing it to continue. Yeah. I don't know. So, just a thing.
It's just a thing, but okay. I think we got to bust out of here. Last one, I landed on Lady Boners, which is all dedicated to. It's basically like a fucking Jason Momoa appreciation thread, because he's a sexy boy.
I like when men get
objectified.
Objectified. It's just like, yeah, that's nice, you know.
I mean, it's interesting because it's
It's nice because men don't feel threatened ever because they just don't. So men are like, that's nice.
And top just to end this on a political note, because we love doing that. Just checked top post right now on all is Erdogan says Erdogan. I think it's how I've always thought it was
Erdogan.
Erdogan is how I've heard the name pronounced, but it's spelled weirdly. Erdogan, but says Turkey will take necessary steps against Trump's disrespectful letter.
Oh, cool. So now we're a week ago, everything was fine.
Right.
Within a week.
It was his perfect letter is what he said. So
that was the dumbest letter.
Third grade letter. Yeah. He's an idiot. It's wild. All right. This is Reddit weekly podcast about the internet by way of Reddit, the front page of the internet. Here fucking talking about the front page, finding theft, finding felons in Los Angeles and imaginary maps. Green Bay Packers. My name is It's Your Dad.
I'm the cartographer. My free day.
And we got dog boobs.
Woo, ha ha.
Fucking leaving early. Like a goddamn scumbag.
Goddamn rapper.
Goddamn rapper. But we'll be back next week. Like, subscribe. Tell your friends. Tell your friends to fucking, you know, say hi to us on Reddit. I promise we'll respond. I'm sorry. I actually owe some people some messages that we have not. If you want to hit us up on email, sometimes we're more responsive. It's hi@didyoureddit.com. But you can also hit us up on Instagram.
Very good for communication.
It is actually very good for communication. You run that shit, right?
Oh,
like an iron trap.
Run it like a bouse.
Okay. But yeah, we'll be back next week with another episode. Bye.